Hey guys, this is Nebras Hayek, and I want to welcome you to the Nebras Hayek episode. My first episode. I'm already fucking this up. Welcome to the Nebras Hayek podcast. This is my very first podcast. I'm really, really excited. I was a little nervous to get this thing started for a very long time, but then I decided, fuck it, and just get it done. As you can see, I curse a lot. I'm not appropriate at all, and this is going to be a disaster, but that's exactly my life. You're just going to have to get used to it. If you're going to be listening to my podcast, know that I will do little to no editing, and I'm not going to edit a lot of words out. I'm a mess. My life is a mess, but I'm very proud to start this podcast to share with you all the experiences that I've gone through in my life and what kind of person it turned me into. I've had a lot of people in the past ask me to start my own podcast. They said that I have a lot to offer, a lot to share. And although I agreed with them for the longest time, I've always had so much going on in my life that I put this in the back burner, but now I am happy to get this started. You know, I want to thank a lot of people in my life that actually supported me and pushed me to do this. So hopefully this becomes a big success. You know, eventually I would like to know if it changed people's lives, because I'm not going to sit here and claim that I am somebody you need to listen to, but I'm definitely somebody that you can relate to. So hopefully this is something that is going to be one of the, I guess, one of the podcasts that you keep up with. So I wanted to start with a little introduction on who I am and why I chose to start this fucking podcast. Well, what was I thinking? Well, my name is Nebras Hayek, as the podcast called Nebras Hayek Podcast. I am originally from Iraq, from Baghdad. I was born and raised there. I came to the U.S. I was actually went to high school in Lombard, Illinois. So I'm from Chicago. I like to say I'm from Chicago because I lived the majority of my life in Chicago before moving to North Carolina. But I graduated high school and college in Illinois. I took computer forensics. I took the computer information systems, and computer digital forensics is what I majored in. I became a digital forensics examiner. I did some type of an internship for high-tech security crime division in Illinois. I started marketing for healthcare, which is something that I never dreamt or thought of doing before, but I met the right person at the right time, and they were telling me that my personality will be perfect in the marketing world, which is something that is the opposite. What, growing up as a very shy and quiet girl, that wasn't something that I dreamt of doing. But here I am years later, and that's my career. That's what I do for a living. So I do marketing for a healthcare company. I market to nursing homes, and I love my job. I love my clients. I love what I do. And I just love my schedule. I love what I get to do in my life and still be very productive at work. I decided to also tape this, so please check my episodes on YouTube. The very first episode, which is the one I'm recording right now, you're going to see me swinging in my chair left and right, but hopefully the next ones are going to be a little bit better. I took an advice of one of my mentors, somebody who also has a podcast, but a very, very successful podcast. And I asked him, what is the one tip that you would give me if I wanted to start my podcast? What do I need to look for? What do I need to plan? What do I need to schedule? And all the ideas. I was just waiting for his message to be this long paragraph. And literally his message was just fucking start. So here I am just fucking starting this. What I also do in my life, so I was telling you my degrees in computers and my job is in healthcare marketing, but I also am a combat engineer for the South Carolina National Guard. So I'm in the Army. So I have a lot to offer as far as tips, and I will be speaking a lot about my experience with the Army, with the military, and my hopes and dreams and why I enlisted and all the experiences that I've actually gone through in order to be able to serve this country. Also, another thing that I wanted to also discuss is that my love for fitness. So I compete in the NPC, the National Yeah, I'm honestly not sure how much I miss from as far as the recording. But yeah, if you are a female who's looking to to learn a little bit more about the dating life, if you're like late 20s and in your 30s or even in your 40s, I think you can learn a lot. And my experience in the army, my experience in marketing, I've also helped a lot of people learn skills when it comes to learning how to interview. I've managed a team of admission directors and clinical liaisons when I worked for my job in Chicago. And right now I'm a regional manager and I cover a couple of actually several states when it comes to my market. So I have a lot of advice when it comes to career, to fitness, being competitive in the National Physique Committee, competing in the national show with Junior USAs and placing top 10 with only 10 weeks of prep. Also, so fitness, relationships, career, and the army, being a 12 Bravo combat engineer in a South Carolina National Guard, but also with the hopes of being an officer, either commissioned or warrant officer, not that's yet to be determined, and hopefully being a human intelligence collector because I want to get into something that uses intelligence and uses the languages because. Being from Iraq, speaking the language, able to read and write, hopefully I can contribute. So, what I would like to say is welcome to my podcast. And please, if you have any comments, I will put my email. So, just email me to nabras@nabrashayekpodcast.com. And I would like to see if you guys have any questions, if you have any comments, and I would share the comments and the questions. I mean, unless they're shitty, I'll tell you they're shitty because I will tell you. I don't hold back. But if you have any questions, any topics that you'd like me to cover, any ideas for what you'd like me to talk about, I will also be interviewing people along the way. So if there is anything or anyone that you would like me to interview, please reach out to me and let me know, and I'll be happy to do so. And that's it. I just wanted to keep it short and sweet for the very first episode and let you know that, hopefully you find this podcast is something relaxing because you get to. If you're frustrated with your day and you listen to my podcast, you understand that a lot of people go through the same thing. It's just how you handle situations. So it's not really about what happens to you, it's how you respond to it, what you do about it. And that's the whole idea of this podcast, that we're all fucking human beings and you just gotta live with the fact that shit is going to happen. And how you deal with it is what I'm here to help you with, help you realize that you're not alone, that we all have gone through it. And my way of going, past these obstacles and how I overcome them, and how all of my friends have overcome these obstacles, and teach you how to be able to share your experience of how you overcame your obstacles. So this is something that I am targeting in this podcast, is to help people. And I know it's not going to sound like it because I'm going to be cursing a lot. And let's face it, it's not going to be the fanciest podcast, but it will be real, and that's what I strive to be in my life, to be real. I'm not going to be fake, and I'm going to tell you things as I see them. So, welcome to my podcast, and I hope to hear all the comments and the questions from you guys. And I appreciate your support. So, please share the podcast with people you feel it's going to help, or somebody's just looking for my insight and to learn more about me and my experience. Thank you very much, and I look forward to seeing all the following from everybody. And that's gonna be honestly the biggest compliments when I see people are subscribing to my podcast and learning all about me. Appreciate it. And I'm on a roll.